At the Rugby League World Cup tonight, Australia and Samoa will battle the heat and humidity of Darwin in the first quarter final of the tournament. The Kangaroos are strongly favoured to reach the last four despite the conditions, but according to Michael Morgan, every game from now on will be tough.
From here on in, there's not going to be any easy games. And, you know, being the Australian side, teams are always going to be to lift and be looking forward to playing against you. So we've got to try and embrace that and, like I said, continue to improve.
One man looking to enjoy every minute of his time back in the side is fullback Billy Slater. He was rested for last weekend's game against Lebanon, but now he's decided next year will be his last as a professional. Slater says he's embracing every opportunity he gets.
I think when you get towards the back end of your career, you look at it a little bit different. You always appreciate the opportunities that you get when you play representative footy, and especially for your country. But I'm 34 now, and I'm not silly. I know it's coming towards the end, and you know this might be the last time that I get to play in the green and gold jersey, so certainly relishing the moment.
On Saturday, New Zealand lines up against Fiji, looking to reach the last four. Should New Zealand and Australia both win, they'll meet in the semi-finals. The other match on Saturday sees Tonga and Lebanon meeting in Christchurch. Tonga will be full of confidence, having upset New Zealand last weekend. On Sunday, England and PNG meet in the last quarter-final. Australia's women's cricket team can secure an Ashes victory tonight if they can beat England in the opening T20 match at North Sydney Oval. Leading the series 6-4, a win for Rachel Haynes' side means England cannot reclaim the trophy. And Haynes says the one-day, test and T20 format of the series has worked well.
In terms of formats of series, this is one of the best series to be part of because it is a test of your skill across all the disciplines. So from my point of view, and I think from the team's point of view, we would love the format of this series to be continued.
In the English Premier League on Saturday night, SBS has the pick of the round when Arsenal and Tottenham do battle in the notoriously keenly contested North London derby. No quarter is asked or given, but with Arsenal already 4 points behind their rivals, the pressure on Arsene Wenger's team to win and close the gap will be intense. The action gets underway on SBS at 11 p.m. And that coverage flows right into the Wallabies Spring Tour match against England at Twickenham. Despite beating Wales last weekend, Australia knows it will have to be more disciplined and not give away as many penalties at Twickenham. Curtly Beale is enjoying a roving role in Australia's backline, with Michael Checker yet to confirm which jersey he'll wear against England. But wherever he plays, Beale says the team must not give away as many penalties.
I thought when we did get penalised, the boys responded really well and reacted to the situation in front of us. And I think that's a huge testament to a lot of the guys out in the field. That was hugely important, and it's great that it didn't really affect us in the end.
Coverage of the Wallabies clash against England gets underway on SBS at 1:50 a.m. on Sunday morning. SBS Viceland, meanwhile, has coverage of the Adelaide 36ers match against the Sydney Kings in the NBL on Saturday afternoon from 5:30. And on Sunday, SBS has coverage of the Melbourne United match against the Perth Wildcats. And if football is your sport of preference, while that match is coming to a conclusion on SBS, the W League takes centre stage on SBS Viceland, with Perth Glory and Melbourne Victory going head-to-head.